4:59. It's Thursday, and that must mean it's time to stop down for this.
Entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
Window Nation.
And.
Thank you. We are also joined for this e-news and the subsequent rant revival by Gordon Keith.
E-news.
Thank you.
America's happy clown.
And our lead story in e-news is the fact that the first ever Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill is 70% sold out.
Let's go.
This is going to be Friday, June 21st at the Granada Theater on Greenville Avenue in East Dallas. And tickets.
An indoor summer event.
Yes, it is indoor, so we have a limited capacity of about 800. And so that's why we have to ticket at the door. But with your tickets, you will get round tables and the hard line all afternoon on that Friday. Then an hour meet and greet off the air where you get to
hang out
with us and have drinks. And
party.
Then after that will be a ticket time waster set. And you also get a exclusive 30th anniversary ticket tumbler.
Yes.
Maybe that's the story.
So.
Cross-wired.
It's okay. That's got
Does
a droopy.
Does Michael know that?
Yeah, he knows that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael.
All right, on to e-news of more importance, if in fact there is any.
Mm-hmm.
This was kind of hinted at, but Warner Brothers has made it official that they are going to have the first of a new batch of live-action Lord of the Rings films in 2026.
Really?
And so Peter Jackson is on board to produce and will, quote, be involved every step of the way. But the working title for the first film in this next set of films is The Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum.
I was going to guess that.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Is this a prequel? Is this a...
I don't know where it is in the timeline. I think it will have to be a prequel, right?
I want to see how Gollum... And didn't we kind of find out what Gollum... How he turned into what he did in the third one, maybe?
Yeah.
Watched Lord of the Rings movies.
But this will be directed and starring Andy Serkis, who is
directed.
Gollum. He will direct this. Yes.
He's a director?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Serkis, of course, also plays Caesar in Planet of the Apes. Please bow down to Caesar.
Monkey.
What do you do in life?
I saw some of the original ones because my brother loved them.
Yeah, and they were brilliant.
They were creepy.
We need more Gordo, Mikey.
All right, also in news from the silver screen, the It Girl, Sydney Sweeney, she has set her next project.
Slut. Did you say the It Girl or the...
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was no CL before that.
Jeez. He was using a different word.
I was doing
Dave.
Some comedy. Yeah. You were doing something offensive.
Canadian League It Girl. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
She is going to star in a biopic on the life of boxer Christy Martin.
Oh,
familiar
Bob,
with her story?
Bob used to promote the hell out of Christy Martin. Bro, she could beat up anyone.
Dude,
like, she was Ronda Rousey before Ronda Rousey to
long,
Bob.
How long till we can leave?
Judge.
So,
wait a minute. Christy Judge. Martin, Sydney Sweet, like, they're going to have to yuck her up. No offense to Christy Martin. I just want to say that out front.
Okay.
But do you know how much they're going to have to ugly Sydney Sweeney up and maybe remove her two tumblers?
Well, they'll just tape them down.
Yeah.
So she was the first woman.
Wear a binder like I do.
You know what they should do, Bob? They should put Libby Dunn as like her trainer.
Why?
Just to be in it.
That'd be really
And
hot.
She's a gymnast, and so she knows how to train. And the NIL.
So Christy Martin was the first woman.
I mean, when you see the NIL, you just have to.
She was the first woman to be signed by Don King.
I'm also
and she also is the first female boxer to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yep, I remember that. She died in that Space Shuttle Challenger thing, right?
No, that was Christy
McCullough. No, that was Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay.
Yeah, you got it all confused.
Wow, amazing.
In 2010, you may not know this detail.
Christy McCullough.
Whatever.
I don't know what her name was. Was it Christy or Krista?
Krista.
Yeah.
In 2010, Christy Martin was stabbed, shot, and left for dead by her then husband of 19 years, James Martin.
Why is Bob laughing?
Oh.
That's a drop.
So he was found guilty of attempted second-degree murder, and he is serving a 25-year sentence in prison. And so then, so that was in 2010. In 2017,
she won the heavyweight title.
She remarried.
And was marrying, stabbed by that husband.
No, she married former boxing rival Lisa Holwyn.
Oh, she went gay?
She switched teams.
Nobody goes gay or switches teams. I mean, that's very 90s kind of way of talking about it.
If one team stabs you and shoots you and leaves you for dead, you probably want to switch teams.
Yeah.
To get revenge. If you can't lick them, join them. And then, well.
You just hey to us?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
But then I switched teams.
Very quickly.
On to television.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I have one.
So the FX network has announced the premiere date of The Bear Season 3, June 27th.
Wow, we're already coming up on the final season of The Bear.
Oh, I've got to give it another shot.
Yeah,
I've heard that you've watched a couple episodes.
Two shots, I got to keep going.
What is your problem with it?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I watch it and I, you know, it's like, okay, this could probably get good.
It does.
Okay.
And so the teaser just shows Carmy, Jeremy Allen White, walking into the amazing industrial kitchen of the new Bear restaurant.
Yes, yeah. Chef.
And then the camera pans past him and zooms out into a skyline shot of Chicago. It's a pretty cool effect.
He isn't still trying to get out of the cooler?
I mean, I think that'll be the beginning of season 3.
Was that the end of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he was locked in the cooler.
Spoiled alert. Spend all of season
3 in the cooler.
Well, last I saw Jeremy Allen White, he was in the Von Erichs movie as he was the Von Erich that, if you guys remember the story, were you into him when you were a kid?
Got his leg cut off
because
he had colon problems?
No, he was in a motorcycle accident and lost his leg.
You're not a very good doctor.
Colon problems?
One of them had colon issues, or was that the Bee Gees?
My God.
Where are we? What are we talking about?
When last one I saw the Bear, he was giving you a winner in the ACC, the Big 12, and the Big 10. Single Saturday morning.
Yeah, don't clap. Nobody clap.
Peacock has renewed Ted for a season 2.
Let's go.
Urine penis, please.
Let's go.
Also, at Amazon Prime.
I guess I can't talk about Ted then.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm
just trying to get to stuff.
That was quality family bonding time, watching Ted with the boys. It's awesome.
Into the year stuff right there.
Yeah, it totally smokes pot, just like us.
Do y'all smoke pot as a family?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You
Everybody
are
gather
dad.
Around the vaporizer.
Dad brought apples.
Yeah.
Anyway. The Academy Award winner for Best Actress from Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Best Actor.
Michelle Yeoh.
Actor.
She has been cast in a new series for Amazon Prime, a Blade Runner sequel.
Oh, let's leave Blade Runner alone.
This is going to be called Blade Runner 2099. So, you know, you had Blade Runner, then Blade Runner 2049, then this is 2099.
Wait,
I thought all of them were
this
overrated.
This is a series.
Oh, okay.
This will be a series. And so she is going to play a replicant near the end of her life.
Did you
is
got,
this on ESPN?
So Ryan Gosling's in the reboot, right?
It was so good. I loved it.
You did? I never saw it.
2049, it was great.
Do you have to watch the first one that I never watched?
Not really.
Because Bob brought up a very good point that there were so many Star Wars...
Obviously. ...esque
movies from the late 70s and early 80s that I didn't want to go see because they were not Star Wars.
Yeah.
And plus, Dune is a sand-based... movie.
It could very well be Tatooine.
And I'm not interested in sand.
Because it's coarse and irritating and it gets everywhere.
I don't like the people that live there. Who's this?
Corby. American Corby.
Why don't they just move here?
I don't get it, man.
You know, last...
Why would they want to be on a beach?
Last segment, Bob was talking about how Travis Kelce is more famous than his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob claims Taylor Swift's not that famous.
Just make everything up. Why not?
Well, he is making inroads into Hollywood. We know that.
Thank goodness.
We know that he has produced his first movie. He also is hosting Prime Video's game show, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? And now he has been announced as a cast member of Ryan Murphy's new horror series, Grotesquerie.
Brilliant for whoever did the hiring, because you're going to get all the Swifties like, oh my God, maybe he'll give a subtle nod to Taylor.
There's no way he's a good actor, right?
No. Not, zero chance.
They got to just put him in tons of makeup and he just has to stand there, right?
He's like a monster.
The Office spinoff is coming to Peacock.
Yeah.
You know, they had talked about how they were going to have a new show that is going to be in the same universe, but it's not going to be directly related to the American Office.
Yes.
So they've not released a ton of details, but what they are saying is that the premise is the documentary crew. The documentary crew that shot The Office supposedly is going to moving out of Scranton, and they're moving to cover a Midwestern newspaper that is trying to survive with volunteer reporters.
Yeah,
so it'll be based
that.
In a newsroom,
okay.
rather than a paper company.
I like that idea.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe and, that'll be a nice kick in the hiney to our friends in the newspaper industry.
Because it's dying.
Do you think they need a kick in the hiney?
A positive kick, yeah.
The world has kicked them.
Yeah, the world has kicked a lot of ours included. But
yeah, radio is dying, but so are papers, so there.
Well, not AM radio.
Well, everything's
not
dying.
Yeah.
AM radio is doing good.
And finally, this has not been assigned to any network yet,
mm-hmm.
but Lionsgate Television is in early development on a series based on Ippei and Shohei.
Already. I'm in.
So, of course, Ippei's the interpreter that stole $17 million from Shohei for gambling debts.
Yeah.
And so they say...
You mean Shotani?
That's what Ron Washington called him.
Shotani. Yeah, they say this is Major League Baseball's biggest gambling scandal since Pete Rose, and at the center is its biggest star. We'll get to the heart of the story, a story of trust, betrayal, and the trappings of wealth and fame.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think they should cast Olivia Dunn as Major League Baseball commissioner, since she's already kind of ruling baseball now?
Sydney Sweeney as Shohei.
You've already ruined Sydney Sweeney. Don't ruin Olivia Dunn. She hasn't done anything wrong.
I didn't do anything to either one of them.
I would like to see Olivia Dunn be cast as Sydney Sweeney's wife in that boxing lesbo movie.
Dave?
I'm also a fan.
No way.
We know, Daddy.
No way.
All right. Coming up next, The Rant.
The Ticket.
Son.
And still so tense.
And I will.
They'll forget, right?
I will say to both of them, hey, you know what Sunday is, right?
Yeah.
What?
You're like, you need. Have you done
Cowboys?
It yet?
Cowboys?
Yeah.
You have done it.
Yeah.
Because what? My oldest will be like, wait, so like, you bought stuff for your mommy? Yeah, I did, bud. Oh. So I have to do that too? You're just stupid.
Like, there's no way my dad ever had to explain to me the concept of Mother's Day, right? Like, somewhere in the education process back then, it was being built in, and my dad was just going to work, and he never thought, I need to tell my little moron about Mother's
yeah.
Day and what he has to do for mom. Like, I figured it out. I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but organically, without his help, I figured out the concept of my mother and Mother's Day and how they all fit together.
But
whereas
in today's
society, I don't think that information delivery system is still working the same way.
Well, okay, what about in... I feel like during Why Today Doesn't Suck, we had something about the advent of Mother's Day. There was a year that it became a... Was it...
Yeah, it was...
In the 20s?
Woodrow Wilson, I
okay,
believe.
So in the teens during World War One.
It's a day for mothers, you see.
So in pioneer days, though, when these women were having 35 kids or whatever, and they had Santa sack uterus, they didn't even have a day.
No.
No, they couldn't.
They had an hour.
They couldn't
they
afford to take
hour.
A day off.
Yeah, it was like in Caddyshack, and Caddy Day was from 110 to 121 or something.
No, in fact, they decided to come up with Mother's Day and not so they didn't have to let them vote for a while.
Right.
Yeah, brilliant. Take their mind off voting. with their day.
Here's what we'll give you. You can have the second Sunday in May.
Right. You can get some flowers and a homemade card.
But you're not moving election.
Enjoy voting.
And by the way, in current times, let me just let you know that also on that Sunday could be the PGA Championship final round.
And we're probably going to move a golf major.
Yeah. Just, you need to know that.
Just prepare.
Right.
All right. Well, speaking of Mother's Day and Mother's Day gift ideas, we have Rant Jr. next.
Around mothers, right? But I kind of feel like Mother's Day should be more celebrated for moms that still have kids that are still, like, going through it and not necessarily grandmas that have been, you know, out of commission in the kiddom for years and years and years. And maybe we don't need to do so much for our moms, but maybe, like, the moms that are still doing the kid stuff should maybe just get, like, the whole god dang day off or something. And maybe if, you know, Mother's Day, you could, like, grandmas can watch the kids or something. I don't know. And I might be totally off base here because I'm a mom of young kids and just constantly being driven crazy. But let me know your opinion. Should Mother's Day be for every mother? Or should Mother's Day be really, like, for the moms that are just still in the trenches? Okay. Mm-hmm. Love you, Queef.
Mm. Queef indeed to you, madam. Okay, controversial.
Queef, mommy.
No doubt. But she brings up a very good point. Of course, mothers are always mothers, right? Fathers are always fathers. But I do see the point, and of the mothers who have not been truly in the mother phase for X amount of time.
Well, it's an appreciation that you have for what they did do. What's wrong with that?
It was a long time ago,
but
though,
there's
bro.
Like a statute of limitations. Like, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, right. You're asking.
That's the way the world needs to work.
The elderly, what have you done lately? Yeah. Like,
I didn't say elderly.
No,
I'm saying someone's been out of the game for like 10 years.
No, but
that could be a 50-year-old.
On Mother's Day, the most revered. What just happened over there? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I just caught. I don't even know what I just saw Matt McLaren do, but I'm just going to move on.
What do you mean? What did he do?
He appeared to give an imaginary friend the finger, unless I'm mistaken. It's like nobody's over there.
Oh, my God, he's losing.
He is. It's taken.
What did you just do?
It's taken 2 days, and he's lost his mind.
Look, there's nobody over there. You just did this.
You just double birded an imaginary person.
Oh, no.
He's hallucinating.
Wow. That was amazing. So anyway, yeah.
I did see your eyes dart to where he was flipping, like, off, like, wait.
Is there about a fight about to happen here? Wow. Anyway.
He's ready. What are we going to see when the game starts? He's flipping off imaginary avalanche people. That's what he's doing.
He's not going to stand for any nonsense from the Avalanche fans.
He's got our back tonight.
Yes, no. But I, like at church.
Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
Or
grandmas are overrated. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say at church, like the grandmotherly types seem to be the most honored. Like, oh, you know?
Thank you for your service.
Right.
Like even they went to war?
So is it the same kind of deal with veterans? Like if they haven't been in the active service for a while, we need to quit thanking them.
Why do you feel that way?
Well, I mean, the same thing. In Mother's Day, it's like, hey, you're not an active mom anymore. Why we got to do anything for you?
Have you ever been to a church service on a Mother's Day where they say, okay, can we get all the moms to stand?
Yeah.
And then they say, okay,
if you've lost children, go ahead and sit back down.
No. But they'll say, okay, stay standing if you're a mother of two, mother of three, mother of four. And they keep going until they get to the mom that's pumped out the most kids.
Right, and you can see her uterus being dragged along the floor.
She's got
it.
She's holding it up in the collection plate.
Right, just dumps it in there. Please take it.
I can't kick him off the rant.
Anyway.
Just... Please take my uterus.
As we're switching to Spanish, when he's asking the questions around child eight.
This music does not start. Ham, you're not helping.
She throws her uterus over her shoulder.
They don't do the gag at Spanish-speaking churches. They just
puppet show.
It's like a hobo's knapsack.
Yeah, it is. And it'd be funny if the woman who did
like
the
Santa sack,
who had over her uterus shoulder, if like they're doing the bit. Okay, but what about five, six, seven, and finally at seven, she's the only one standing. But then they keep counting, and it gets up to like 19 or whatever.
She just doesn't understand to sit down. What do you mean?
Well, no, but they because she's had 19 kids.
Oh.
But there's a gap between seven and 19.
Well,
second place.
Those old pioneer women, they had that many kids.
Well, they had to work on the farm.
And they were always thin. You ever see those old pictures?
Because they were
women?
Malnourished.
No, they worked on the farm. They actually worked all day long. They didn't...
Wearing those dresses?
And they didn't have the benefit of like going to yoga and things like that either.
I think frontier women did yoga.
Go on.
I'm also a fan.
Would Daddy marry a frontier woman
Daddy
right now?
Daddy would marry anything. Anything. Anything that has folds. He's interested in. Back to Bob.
Folds.
Take it away.
No, but I remember when the girl, the first girl that I got pregnant.
Oh. There's no doubt he probably paid for about four or five abortions in college. Guaranteed.
Let's
I'm not
go.
High-fiving you. Put your hand down.
An abortion.
I'm not high-fiving.
Dead. I'm going to need access to the trust fund again.
God dang.
Dead. High five.
Oh, okay. I guess he went through it.
Yeah.
Jeez, Corby.
We need to, we need to talk some sports.
Now you're talking. I was told that, hey.
Just tuned into the Stars flagship for the pregame show. It's probably on here somewhere.
But I was told by a dear.
High-fiving his friend because he paid for abortions in college.
I was told by a dear friend.
That's sports.
Because it was Mother's Day and the girl that I got pregnant was pregnant during Mother's Day. And someone told me, a trusted friend, you have got to get her a Mother's Day present. And I'm like, but.
She's not a mom yet.
Right.
And if I have my way, she'll never be one. Like, you don't get a medal until you finish the race.
Right. Show me the baby. But I begrudged and
so what did
got
Dylan,
her a card.
What did Dylan do?
Yeah, I know. I got her, like, a card, but that was, you know, I'm like, you're not really a mom.
Is that what the She's card said? You're not really a mom yet?
Human. That's a lot of work.
For who?
For
me.
Her.
For
Love.
Me.
Clearby.
Oh. Yeah, how hard did you have to search for the you're not really a mom yet card?
I know the scam you're working under card. I've seen this playbook before. But then I'm
so it was just a card. You didn't get her like a flowers.
So what happened to the baby?
He's around. I don't know where he is.
He contacted Corby when he turned 21. He got all the information.
Hey, Snake.
Contact.
Give me a promo job.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with this weird arm I have?
Yeah, it's stupid. Like
I
you.
I tested positive for weird arm, Dad. You should know.
It's almost as dumb as you are. Okay, son.
All
thank
right.
you.
So I have a Mother's Day question.
Uh-oh.
As a father of three, but the youngest is getting really close to birthday 18.
Yeah.
And he didn't actually come out of the mommy.
Dave?
See? I guess he can
as
say it.
As a fellow adopted child.
He's adopted, Dave. He's got
he can say it.
That is not.
He's got a force field.
I know, but that's.
Well, what do you
he's
want
trying
him
to
say?
Understand your ways, Bob. He's trying
you
to understand the biological. See, he's not biological.
Yeah.
Dave's not a biological kid.
I don't know how to handle these type of holidays.
He doesn't understand humans.
All right, so let me just fight through it.
Will
and,
you
and
give
ask the
your
question.
Kid Dave's number so they can talk?
Yes.
Yes, I will attempt to.
Hey,
help. Dave's a great person for him to talk to, counsel.
Teach him parlays and everything. No, so the question is, at what point as a dad can I completely sit out Mother's Day from the standpoint
as a messenger, basically, you're doing all the bidding for them.
I'm
I'm still buying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still feel
you're
like...
You're still getting stuff for them to give to their mom?
No, 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 no. I, at this point in time, I have purchased a little something. Nothing big, but okay. A little something for the little lady. Keep your anticipation level down, honey.
DeLorean. Bullet and, vibe.
But I absolutely...
Cybertruck. Rabbit.
Yes, I got her a Cybertruck.
Cybertruck and a rabbit.
And a rabbit. What in the world?
Is that like a... It's like a new Transformer.
Well, they're...
Hey, your monster truck turns into a little rabbit.
Why
Happy Mother's Day.
Put those bunny ears on each side. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
I believe the proper term is dildo.
Oh, jeez.
Norm?
No.
So,
drive away and get me some food.
It's the keychain of the Cybertruck.
Yes.
It's the rabbit.
Anyway, go ahead, Bob.
I definitely get a little something. Okay. Nothing big. And then, but I absolutely still feel obligated because I have two sons. One name's Brett.
Yeah.
Just like Bart Starr.
You have two sons.
And
still so tense.
And I will.
They'll forget, right?
I will say to both of them, hey, you know what Sunday is, right?
Yeah.
What?
Have you done
Cowboys?
It yet?
Cowboys?
Yeah.
You have done it.
Yeah.
Because
what?
My oldest will be like, wait, so like, you bought stuff for your mommy? Yeah, I did, bud. Oh. So I have to do that too? You're just stupid.
Like, there's no way my dad ever had to explain to me the concept of Mother's Day. Right? Like, somewhere in the education process back then, it was being built in, and my dad was just going to work, and he never thought, I need to tell my little moron about Mother's Day and what he has to do for mom. Like, I figured it out. I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but organically, without his help... I figured out the concept of my mother and Mother's Day and how they all fit together.
But
whereas
in today's
society, I don't think that information delivery system is still working the same way.
Well, okay, what about in... I feel like during Why Today Doesn't Suck, we had something about the advent of Mother's Day. There was a year that it became a... Was it...
Yeah, it was...
In the 20s?
Woodrow Wilson, I
okay,
believe.
So in the teens during World War I...
for mothers, you see.
So in pioneer days, though, when these women were having 35 kids or whatever and they had Santa sack uterus, they didn't even have a day.
No.
No, they couldn't
they had an hour.
They couldn't
they
afford to take
hour.
A day off.
Yeah, it was like in Caddyshack, and Caddy Day was from 110 to 121 or
no,
something.
No, in fact, they decided to come up with Mother's Day and not so they didn't have to let them vote for a while. Right.
Yeah, brilliant. Take their mind off voting. With their day.
Here's what we'll give you. You can have the second Sunday in May.
Right.
You can get some flowers and a homemade card. But you're not moving
election.
Okay. Enjoy voting.
And by the way, in current times, let me just let you know that also on that Sunday could be the PGA Championship final round.
And we're probably going to move a golf major right
yeah.
on top of it.
Yeah. Just... You need to know that.
Just prepare.
Right.
All right. Well, speaking of Mother's Day and Mother's Day gift ideas, we have Rant Jr. next. Happy birthday, Dave Gahan.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's right. What is he, 60-something? I forgot. I said it at the end. I remember.
Hot dog?
Don't remember.
60 hot dog.
I'm surprised he got out of the 80s.
He looks pretty good still. At least I saw some.
Yeah, he had a harder
ago.
Time getting out of the 90s.
Okay.
He was a heroin guy in the 90s.
Loofah. So Shaq is really dating a 21-year-old?
Yes. We need to do something about that.
Well, he's, what, 52?
Yes.
Okay, what's a big deal,
At
bro?
Least he waited until she was 21.
Yeah.
Not like Karl Malone.
No, I'm not high-fiving you, Corby.
Oh. Nobody right. high-fives anymore.
Rant Jr., as we continue talking about Mother's Day, we were talking about the tradition of giving gifts and the fact that Bob has to basically hold his children's hands.
No, so I do too.
In fairness,
are you going to have to for your oldest?
No, she was on top of it. She's making a custom card, and she already had bought a gift for her mom.
I think
unreal.
I think
girls are different.
Yeah, I was going to say instinctively, I think girls know the drill much better. I will also say in defense of my boys who don't really need a defense program.
It might be me that I'm terrified of getting to Sunday and they have no plans and no clue, and then the wife would most likely hold me responsible for bad fatherhood.
Yeah, even though your kids are 24 years old, or it's still going to be like, oh,
yeah,
you didn't tell them.
You're still project manager.
Yeah, so the question is, even when they're 30, will I actually let them...
If they're out of college, you got to be off the hook.
Probably.
But you know what?
I just wouldn't want them to disappoint their mother.
There is no doubt that my dad would still send me texts 10 years ago of, hey, mother's birthday's this weekend, don't forget.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I know, I got it. I'm
yeah,
on it.
It's a weird deal where you feel like they can handle it, but you also don't want any wrath sent your way if it doesn't happen.
Right.
So there's a lot going on.
All right, so if you're looking for last-minute Mother's Day gift ideas,
looking for love.
I have a couple of options for you.
Places.
Okay. First, there is a woman that is from around here in North Texas. She's from Justin.
Lives in a shoe.
Her name is Samantha Cup. Now, she is not making diva cups, but she does have a...
Is her name spelled like Cooper Cup?
Yeah, C-U-P-P.
Bringing it back to sports.
Samantha likes to see you pee pee.
Okay.
She has an online shop called the Milky Rose Boutique. And what she makes is breast milk jewelry.
As attention turns now to my left.
Suddenly Gordon puts his phone down. And
why would you look towards me?
He's locked in now.
So she likes to ask her customers for an ounce of milk, but she says she can work with as little as 5 milliliters.
Yep.
She says, after I had my daughter, I wanted a breast milk ring and decided to try and make my own, and I fell in love with the process. So she decided to open the store. She says, breastfeeding, the journey is really hard. With my son, we almost quit the first month.
Yeah.
And for some moms, it is difficult trying to get the baby to latch or to produce enough. It is a, as I've witnessed, it's a difficult thing.
But the kid eventually took?
With her, yes.
Yeah. Right here.
And so she said, turning the breast milk into jewelry is something that you can do to keep on you and remember that time.
I don't get this.
I'm familiar.
I don't either.
It's a special it's a special time in your life when you're bonding with your newborn.
No,
well,
it's not.
I know that. I know what breastfeeding is. Mark. I'm talking about how do you turn breast
on
milk
today's show,
into
Gordon learned about
jewelry.
Breast milk.
You
okay.
Dry it up.
Here, yes. She says she dehydrates the breast milk. She grinds it into a fine powder and then mixes it with resin that she molds into crafts. She molds into gems.
Mm-hmm.
And so once she has these breast milk gems, she makes rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings. She can also add shimmer or opal flakes. She can wrap a little baby hair in there.
Gross!
And she also can add
maybe
placenta. If you want to add placenta in,
okay,
you can mix the breast milk and placenta.
This is great. I love it.
You just said
What's
you didn't
Etsy
like
shop?
It. You literally just said
no,
you
I
just
love it.
The
okay,
Milky you... Rose Boutique.
All
love
right.
it.
I don't understand because there does reach a certain – you reach a certain point.
There's never been a segment that was more perfect for the rant.
Where it's like – all right, I'm kind of over that. I don't really...
You're over breastfeeding?
Oh, I remember when I breastfed. It was so wonderful. No mom thinks that. They move on.
Oh, my God, that ring is beautiful. Is that a pearl?
Think.
No, it's breast milk.
Yeah, remember I did it 38 years ago.
This is gender appropriation by you.
Some women enjoy breastfeeding, Corby. It's allowed.
No, I know. I realize, but I'm saying at some point,
I wonder,
you know what I want? I you know what? It was awesome when my kid was potty training. Here's my doo-doo necklace.
I want to remember the conception of my child, so I wonder if she could make seminal fluid jewelry.
Yeah, whatever. It's all good.
I used to wear a vial of seminal fluid.
It doesn't surprise
Who's
me.
Billy Bob Thornton's?
Did you go to
but
Florida
seriously,
State?
Like there are points of oh, they're so cute.
It's,
I just want to hold them forever. Okay, well, there are certain phases like that. Did you make a little pee-pee cup to put around your finger? This is a little pee-pee when he is a little baby. It doesn't matter.
I mean, I imagine that they probably make jewelry out of the foreskin.
Will all this be in your stand-up special? Are you burning all the material now?
Yeah, it is. All of it. Yeah.
Like maybe you could make the foreskin into the band of the breast milk jewel.
All I'm saying is there are things about, and maybe this is just a remembrance of these things, because like Dave right now, you're in the middle of it. I hear your stories. I don't have very much of a memory of any of that because I smoke it out, bro. You just forget these things about your kids, and maybe that's what this is, I guess. But you kind of move on where you're like, yeah, I'm glad I'm not in that phase anymore. I'm not against it. I just think it's silly, and she's capitalizing on something that women are already hormonally crazy at that point.
You think she's taking advantage of,
yes,
taking advantage of hormonal women who want to commemorate
right.
sweet moments.
Absolutely. Yeah, she is.
Okay, I guess that is a take.
It's a lot of businesses, though.
So if it's to remember breastfeeding, then you don't want to get the jewelry until after you've stopped breastfeeding, right?
You have to bank a certain amount that's dedicated just for jewelry.
Yeah.
Like there's a portion of the freezer that says for jewelry use only on the bags.
Right, right. But if you're one of those moms that breastfeeds your kid until they're like four, you can't get the keepsake ring until after they delatch.
Yes, you have to wait.
That Game of Thrones kid?
Right, he was like 10.
Yeah.
That was great.
How will you feed?
It was great.
If you're in the marketing of breast milk. Mm.
Yes.
Wouldn't you run the risk of it not being authentic and they just went and got a gallon of skim?
Yeah, how about this?
Think all of this is 7-Eleven milk.
Yes.
That she just...
Oh, here
swung
it is.
By.
Here you go. It's like it's a lot like you get the remains of your dog when they cremate them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like the package where you get the
I'm
remains?
With you. I don't think that's your dog.
And I have all of them, all my dogs. They're in a box and they're up there on the mantle in our bedroom or whatever. And I know when I get that back and I open it up, it's just
going to be like crushed up Ritz crackers.
Yes, it's ash.
She is planning a spinoff business to make jewelry out of ashes.
Now, that I've heard of, about them compressing. Because people get, like, their husbands and wives compressed
into diamonds.
Yeah,
that, into
diamonds.
That makes sense. But what about, like, okay, what about your grandkid? 6 years old, that walks up to Granny. He's like, Granny, what's that ring on your finger? Oh, that's when I had my booby out and I was feeding your mommy.
Grandma did not say that.
If your sack were bursting with milk, wouldn't you want to be milked?
And then how traumatized is that kid? Like, what? You did what?
Well, I think she would explain it better.
If you're not interested in breast milk jewelry, I have another option
here,
for
you. Here, you suck on this.
Here, suck on my ring a little bit. You need some nutrition. Suck my ring.
And then they giggle.
Do you know what happened on June 12th, 1994?
Yes. D-Day.
June 12th?
I got the month.
You're close.
June 12th, 1994.
Bronco chase.
No.
No?
That was Murder Day.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you know what else happened on Murder Day?
That was the last time Arnold Palmer played in the U.S. Open.
In addition to
bringing it back.
Payne Stewart?
No. O.J. and Nicole Brown Simpson's daughter, Sydney, performed at a dance recital at her middle school in L.A.
I've got a bid on this thing.
And both of her parents, O.J. and Nicole Brown, were in the building to watch the recital.
He killed her that night?
That night.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
so
God.
The recital started at 5 p.m., and Sydney performed a number, Footloose, I guess it was from the music of the movie. I don't know.
Oh, that's what pushed O.J. over the edge.
And...
Everybody.
And at 10 o'clock that night, 5 hours later,
stabbing wildly when that song came
Nicole
on.
And Ron were dead.
God.
And at the recital, someone at the recital saw OJ there, and they asked him to sign the program.
Oh, no way. That's a forbid?
Has it already sold, or is it
No, it ends May 19th. So you got 10 days.
That's Friday the 13th.
That's a Friday the 13th, yes.
Yeah, so 5 hours before he murdered...
Still such a great moment.
Ron and Nicole, he signed this junior high dance recital program, and it is...
He said, I did it, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
I'm about to do it.
Yeah.
And so it's a...
Stay tuned for later tonight.
It's being auctioned off by Leland's, and the bids are over $1,000, but you have until May 19th. To get your hands
over $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay, here's
that's all?
Yeah. I don't know what the current bid
Here's what
is,
I'm confused of, and you would know this, Gordon. At that moment, I mean, obviously this was premeditated, but how premeditated was it? Did he know then that he was going to do it, or was this, did he see them later on that evening, or hear about them being at a restaurant, or, like...
He just happened to have a knife in his
I'm wondering
Bronco?
If this was planned a week out, or if it was planned 20 minutes out.
Why would I know that?
Because you're into that.
Into planning stuff?
I thought he was just stalking her, and then the fact that he saw Ron show up, that's what triggered him and made him go kill them both.
Yeah, but if he is just stalking her, why is he stalking her wearing a knit cap and the dark clothing and having a knife on him?
Did he have all that stuff in the car while he was at the recital?
I know. I mean, it was so close together. I just wonder how planned it was. If it was completely impromptu, like, oh, she's with Ron again, like Al Cowling's called him or something like that.
I thought Ron was just bringing her her eyeglasses.
He was.
So did they have a relationship or no?
No, he was gay.
No. OJ?
Ron.
Well, is that confirmed?
Yeah. Right?
By you?
By
Oh, yeah, it's confirmed. Right?
By his Raleigh Fingers daddy?
Yeah, I thought it was true. It's a long time ago.
Anyway, it doesn't matter whether he was gay or not.
But looking back, they probably should have thought if he's wearing the knit cap at the recital.
Right, if he's got a knife in his back pocket at the recital.
But it does matter
if he's having to put the knife into his teeth like a buccaneer before he signs the program. They should have known something was up.
It does matter if he's gay because that he would never. He wasn't trying to hit on Nicole. This was just...
Who? OJ?
I'm going to kill you. God. I'm going to cut your head off, and no one will care.
I do want to say, though, since it's the 30th anniversary, I don't think I've ever heard that Ron Goldman was gay until just now.
Yes, you have.
I don't think I have. Have you?
Not only when Corby, like, corners me.
Corby's like, dude, you really need to accept this.
Ron Goldman was gay, of course.
Should Lando put in the tickers? Is this breaking news?
Dave, he's gay, right?
If you say
Help
so.
Me out,
okay,
Dave.
All Come right.
On.
I know
Look
he can.
At him.
He
Look
can
corroborate. Can tell.
He can corroborate the story, but he won't.
I'm Corby. I've got great gaydar.
Hang on. Give me a second.
All right. What are you gonna search?
What do you think? Goldman.
John.
I'd love
Goldman
to know your
gay.
Google search right before this one.
Okay, maybe he wasn't.
Golly, just firing off misinformation.
You not only said he was gay, but you said it was confirmed.
Good but stuff. I ended it with, right? So that's the loophole.
That's the loophole. I got out.
Yeah. I got out of it. All right, well, yeah, he wasn't.
All right, we find out who Matt McLaren was mad at next.